So you started playing on records and doing sessions in the studio pretty early then, pretty
When
long.
I was in high school, Bronson, and I was in bands and stuff, I just happened to be lucky enough to meet a couple of record producers. My first session was at Gold Star,
wow,
which was the site of most of Phil Spector's big triumphs.
Yeah.
You know, my first job in Hollywood was working for Phil Spector's old partner, Marshall Leib from the Teddy Bears. That
wow.
was my first job. So my uncle was Frankie Lane's manager, Frankie Lane being a very big star in the 40s and 50s, probably the biggest singer in the world. And Marshall was his son-in-law. And, you know, it just so happened that I just got a couple of cracks in the door and I got a job down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I started letting everybody know I could play guitar. And one day when Jerry Cole wasn't available to do the weekly demo session, I got the chair. And from there, I started working for people like Dallas Smith, Sonny Knight, Snuff Garrett. And all of a sudden, as a senior in high school, I had to leave day classes, finish my classes at night because I was doing sessions in Hollywood. But I realized at some point that, okay, you know, I could maybe do this, you know, I was headed that way. But, you know, I was a guy that wrote songs, Bronson, and I wanted to be in a band. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my heroes were singer-songwriters and bands, you know. I was a fan of, you know, and so at some point I had to make a decision. And I decided to leave L.A. and move to Aspen, Colorado, just because I knew some people there, and there was a very healthy music scene, just like in Austin.
And what year was that?
Oh, I don't know, late 70s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when I was in Aspen, Colorado, I you had the stars who would descend from the heavens to sit into the clubs there. You had Jimmy Buffett there, John Denver, you had Glenn Frey and Don Henley, you had Dick Fogelberg, you had, you know. And they'd come out and sit in with the local groups, and it was a very cool scene. I was there and I was playing around the festivals in the area like Telluride, and I met Newgrass Revival, and I realized when I saw them that this is, and of course I had been playing clubs and developing my own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Writing songs and putting together band arrangements, and when I saw Newgrass, I knew that this is what I was doing. I didn't know what it was called, but I knew that that was, those were the guys that, that I needed to be with. Of course, they didn't know that.
Yeah.
But it so happened, as I mentioned, that they in the following year, their band broke up. And so as I made their acquaintance, and they knew Bela from working on his solo album, his first one, that maybe they should put this thing together with us.
So,
and so that's when I moved to Nashville.
So you're known all over the world and renowned as an acoustic guitar player. Do you also play electric, or have you just always chosen?
Always played electric in L.A., Bronson, but nobody knows it here.
Right.
Nobody knows it here because I specialized as soon as I came, you know, and that's fine. But now that I'm producing acts, you know, when I'm producing an act, I get to play what I want.
Right.
And so in the recent past, producing people like Anna Kate Dunn and Tyler Flowers and some pop acts, I've got my electric rig out, and I play everything from electric bass, electric lead. I've got my Tele and
yeah.
my Strat. And so I'm having a ball reconnecting with an instrument that I played almost exclusively when I was in Los Angeles.